The Three Wishes Garden by Don Nicholas. Once upon a time, in the quaint village of Maryshire, nestled between rolling hills and babbling brooks, there was a garden unlike any other. This garden was said to possess magical properties, hidden behind its overgrown hedges and tangled vines. Legends whispered that anyone who tended to it with a heart full of kindness would be granted three wishes. One fine day, a weary traveler named Peter trudged into Maryshire. He had walked many miles, his shoes worn thin and his spirits even thinner. Disheartened by life's challenges, Peter stumbled upon the neglected garden at the outskirts of the village. Intrigued by its mysterious aura, he decided to take a closer look. As Peter pushed aside the overgrown branches, the garden seemed to sigh in relief. It had been waiting for someone like him, someone with a heart in need of lifting. The wind whispered tales of the garden's magic to Peter, who was more than willing to believe in a bit of enchantment. "The magic within," said a gentle voice, seemingly carried by the breeze. Peter discovered a weathered signpost that explained the garden's mystical nature. It revealed that the garden had the power to grant three wishes to those who nurtured it with love and generosity. Feeling a newfound sense of hope, Peter got to work. He watered the plants, trimmed the hedges, and sang cheerful tunes to the flowers. Little did he know that each act of care and kindness infused the garden with even more magic. With the garden now thriving under Peter's attentive care, the time had come for him to make his three wishes. He sat on a moss-covered bench, closed his eyes, and thought deeply about the things that truly mattered to him. For his first wish, Peter asked for happiness to spread throughout Maryshire. As he uttered the words, a wave of joy swept through the village. Laughter echoed in the streets, and even the grumpiest of neighbors found themselves smiling. Emboldened by the success of his first wish, Peter pondered his second. He wished for the barren fields surrounding Maryshire to be fertile once more, ensuring that no one in the village would ever go hungry. In an instant, the fields burst into bloom, and the air was filled with the sweet scent of abundance. Now, with one final wish left, Peter thought of the tired and overworked villagers. He wished for a day of rest and celebration, an annual harvest festival where everyone could come together, share their bountiful harvests, and revel in the joy of community. As the words left Peter's lips, the garden transformed before his eyes. It burst into a riot of colors, with fruits and vegetables of every kind dangling from branches and vines. The once hidden path now led directly to the heart of Maryshire, where preparations for the first ever harvest festival were already underway. The news of the magical garden and Peter's selfless wishes spread far and wide, turning Maryshire into a beacon of generosity and kindness. The Three Wishes Garden became a symbol of the power of good deeds, reminding everyone that even the smallest acts of kindness could transform the world around them. And so, every year, the villagers gathered to celebrate the harvest festival, sharing the fruits of their labor and spreading joy throughout Maryshire. The garden, now tended by generations of villagers, continued to grant wishes to those who approached it with open hearts, ensuring that the spirit of generosity and goodwill lived on for years to come.